This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is recommending all Americans use some sort of mask or face covering when they go in public to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Speaking at his daily briefing Friday, the president said the new recommendations are voluntary.
You have a lot of ways you can look at it as follows. The CDC is recommending that Americans wear a basic cloth or fabric mask that can be either purchased online or simply made at home, probably material that you'd have at home.
The president said he did not think that he would be wearing a mask in public, but urged Americans to voluntarily comply with the guidelines. He repeated that people should not wear special masks that are reserved for medical and emergency personnel. President Trump said the new guidelines do not supersede other guidelines, such as social distancing and hand washing, to prevent the spread of the virus. The coronavirus pandemic has ended America's record-long run of job growth. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The government reports employers cut 701,000 jobs last month. And that vastly understates just how bad the losses may have been, because employers were surveyed before the heaviest virus-related layoffs the past 2 weeks. Nearly 10 million Americans have applied for jobless benefits since then. With roughly 90% of the population under some type of shutdown order, some economists forecast another 10 million jobs will be lost by month's end. They predict unemployment will hit 15%, the worst since the Great Depression. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is